This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The recent allegations that a Vermont state senator may have sexually assaulted three different women has been big news in Vermont, and even more so in Franklin County, represented by Senator Norm McAllister, who's facing those allegations. McAllister pleaded not guilty to the charges last week. And joining us now for our Friday regional report is Michelle Monroe, reporter for the St. Albans Messenger. Michelle, thanks for speaking with us again.
Thank you for having me.
So what has the reaction been like in Franklin County to these allegations made against Norm McAllister?
I think people were stunned initially. I've spoken with a number of people who worked closely with Norm who were very surprised. But you know, this is a man who has been elected seven times in Franklin County to the legislature, five times as a representative and twice as a senator. And as a senator, he was the top vote getter in a multi-person field in both of his races. So this is someone who's well-known in Franklin County. And so that has added to the level of surprise, certainly. And now we are starting to hear the other side of it. We are starting to hear reports from people who say, I was never comfortable around him. I felt he said things that weren't appropriate. That kind of thing is also starting to come out as well.
Well, as you pointed out, Norm McAllister has been one of the top vote getters in the county, elected seven times. I mean, people either must have liked him or at least the job he was doing. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think it was, you know, he certainly managed to present an image that inspired trust in people. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to in terms of who people vote for. We like to talk about issues, especially people like you and I. We like to talk about issues. But oftentimes, people vote more on how they feel about a person and how they respond to a person. And Norm, during his Senate campaigns, knocked on a lot of doors. He talked to a lot of people. He was out there every day, you know, with that work ethic you learn on a farm, up and at it at 5 a.m., and he managed to convince a majority of voters in Franklin County that he was the person to represent them in the Senate.
Well, this might be a good time then to go over what he's facing here. What are the allegations specifically that have been made against him?
He has been charged with three counts of prohibited acts, which is a misdemeanor, and three counts of sexual assault, which is a felony. The situation came to light when a woman, at the end of April, when a woman approached authorities to say that he was asking her for sex in exchange for rent for her son, who was his tenant. And she also reported that he was doing the same to her daughter-in-law. And that began an actual investigation started last Monday on the 4th of May, and Thursday he was arrested. I mean, state police did this investigation very quickly. And it included getting a warrant to record phone conversations between two of the women and Norm McAllister. So there are recorded phone conversations in which Norm discusses with the alleged victims the things that the victims say he did. And so those are part of the record as well at this point. Portions of those, the portions that the police chose to include in their affidavits seeking probable cause to charge Norm with these crimes.
Well, we've heard now some officials in Vermont government, not the least of which is Governor Peter Shumlin, calling on Norm McAllister to resign. He has not resigned to this point. Do most people that you've spoken to in Franklin County want him to?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. Because when you look at it from the perspective of someone who is a constituent, there is no one currently representing Franklin. Franklin County is down a senator, essentially, at the moment. He can't go to Montpelier. It would be a mob scene if he appeared under the Golden Dome at this point. So we have one person. We are down a vote as the legislature considers the tax bill, the budget, the education bill. These are important pieces of legislation, and Franklin County has lost a key voice on those pieces of legislation. And so there's nothing that could be done about that at this point, even if there were to be a new person appointed. But I think folks would really like to see that part of it over and done with.
Yeah, at least symbolically. I mean, the legislature is wrapping up its business this weekend, expected to finish up by Saturday. So it would hardly matter at this point, it seems.
Right. You can't get, there wouldn't be anyone to, it wouldn't be possible to appoint someone that quickly. But yeah, in reality, it does mean that Franklin County is down a vote on those issues and on those bills. But I think too, there's a sense that it goes away to some extent. At least it drops off the headlines if he steps back, if he resigns. It's no longer front page news, at least until there are further developments in the criminal case.
Now, if Norm McAllister does resign, Governor Shumlin would pick his replacement. Are there any likely candidates?
Certainly, former gubernatorial candidate and state senator and auditor Randy Brock has expressed interest. There are also a number of people who've run in recent years on the Republican ticket who might be interested, such as another farmer, Bill Rowell, in Highgate, has run for the Senate in the past as a Republican. There's a potential he could be interested. I haven't talked with him. Some other names as well have come up of Republican leaders in the county. One thing that I wanted to add, which is that we've had advocates for sexual assault victims talking about how this is an opportunity for the county, for the state, for our community to really look at the causes of sexual assault, to have conversations that go beyond this case, to use this as a catalyst to broaden the conversation. And certainly the governor had a task force on the prevention of sexual and domestic violence that concluded its work in October of 2013. Those recommendations are still there. They can be implemented. They can be brought forward and put into use at this point. And I think that would better serve the community than endless conversations about when and if Norm McAllister is going to resign.
So that if anything good can come out of a tough story like this, it would be broadening that conversation about sexual assault and about how serious an issue it is.
Exactly, and how we can start to change the culture in ways that will prevent these types of assaults in the future. That's definitely a conversation worth having and a long overdue one.
Michelle Monroe is a reporter for the St. Albans Messenger. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.